From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the timing of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's departure has to be decided through negotiation. Speaking in London after talks with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, Mr. Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate.
We're prepared to negotiate. Is Assad prepared to negotiate? Really negotiate? Is Russia prepared to bring him to the table and actually find the solution to this violence? Those are the pregnant questions.
Separately, Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamist insurgents have killed 56 members of the Syrian government forces in the country's northwestern Idlib province. Killing actually happened earlier last week, but it took several days to confirm those deaths. Italy's Coast Guard says more than 4,500 people were rescued. It happened Saturday off the Libyan coast as calm seas triggered a rush of migrants trying to reach Europe in overcrowded boats and barges. Coast Guard statement said the agency coordinated 20 rescue operations. Saturday's migrant surge came after nearly a week of bad weather, slowing the maritime migrant flow to a crawl. Alexis Tsipras, the firebrand Greek leftist who lost his bitter fight with Europe's establishment to end its harsh economic austerity against his country, seeks re-election. The election today, a month after he resigned as prime minister. His Syriza party is in a tight election race with the conservative New Democracy Party, which accuses Tsipras of incompetence in dealing with international creditors who have been bailing out Greece's economy. This is VOA News.